Good afternoon, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. She's been called another Evangeline. That's the heroine immortalized by Longfellow in his epic poem about the expulsion of Acadians from Nova Scotia. In the 19th century, a Seminole named Polly Parker schemed against the forced removal of her tribe to Oklahoma. She survived, and like the fictional Evangeline, her story became the stuff of legend. She was at least 100 years old when St. Lucie County rancher Bud Adams met her.
When I was a small boy, my father would visit this old Indian woman, Polly Parker. She had had a camp here on the ranch. The other Indians had moved away and left her. I don't know really how she survived, but my father would come by about once a week and take her some food. This was in the 1930s. She was reported to be over 100 years old and had survived the Seminole War, so she had to be a very old woman. It was quite unusual to meet anybody that had been born in the 1830s.
What was her story?
Jim Hutchinson, the famous painter and brother-in-law to Beanie Backus, he lived with the Indians and painted them for years. He said that Polly Parker was captured during the Indian Wars and put on a boat to go to Oklahoma. And she jumped ship in Cedar Key and walked back here.
All the way to this area?
Yes, she walked all the way back. She was a survivor and an amazing person.
Why was she captured and sent off? Just because she was a Seminole?
Yes. The U.S. government met with some of the leaders, and their leaders agreed to quit fighting and go to Oklahoma, but not all the Indians agreed to that. That's why there was a small number left in this area after the Seminole Wars. They were never able to be caught and sent away.
Did you ever talk to her? Did she speak any English, as far as you could tell?
She understood very well what we were talking about, but I don't remember her speaking a lot of English, although I'm satisfied that she could.
When did she finally die? Do you remember that?
I don't know. We visited her camp along about 1937 or 1938. In 1939, my father went on the Supreme Court and we moved to Tallahassee. When I came back, she was gone.
Wasn't there a little more to her story?
There are a lot of stories. One story I heard was that her husband was a confidential informant to the U.S. Army, and he would lead the Army troops to the Seminoles' camps because he knew where they were all through the Everglades. The story I heard was that she killed her husband and offered to escort the soldiers, and she took them on a wild goose chase and protected her people.
So maybe a hero, possibly.
Possibly.
I wonder if she has any family around here, or maybe not in this area.
I don't know. The families that were here at that time were Sam Jones, Willie Tiger, some of the Smiths, and the Gophers. Of course, they were all related because there was a small number of people.
Wonder what she would think if she came back and saw the big casinos that the tribe has.
She'd be as much in awe as I am.
Bud Adams owns Adams Ranch, a fourth-generation cattle business. His father, Alto Adams Sr., founded the ranch in 1937. He served on Florida's Supreme Court through the 1940s and again in the late 60s. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.